When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Like all good entrepreneurs, you have 1,000 ideas swirling around in your head. You have the killer new email subject line. You have the homepage layout that's going to convert like crazy. You have the perfectly crafted ad. But hold on for a second. How do you really know that any of them are actually going to work? As entrepreneurs, a lot of what we do is our best guess based on all the information we have available at the time. However, there is a strategy called A/B testing that helps you ditch some of the guesswork. It is your new best friend. This is marketing science. It means pitting all of your ideas against each other in a real world duel. You let the data tell you what actually resonates with your audience. Let me break it down for you. So A/B testing, if you have not heard of this before, it could also have been called split testing. You have to think of this like a controlled experiment for your marketing. You have version A and you have version B of something. It could be an email. It could be a social ad. It could be an element of your website. You show each version to a random segment of your audience and you track results. Now, you're probably asking, why should you care? Well, because assumptions are dangerous. What you think is awesome sometimes is not so awesome. It might fall flat. A/B testing takes the ego out of the equation and lets your customers tell you what they really want. Now, just some time for some real world entrepreneurial wisdom. I've learned throughout my career that even very small tweaks can lead to massive leaps in performance. Here's a few examples. Everyone will have buttons on their website. Everyone will have buttons or call to actions in their emails. A simple change in your call to action button color, wording, or placement can sometimes double and even triple your click-through rate. I've seen it before and it's happened to me. Subject lines. Testing completely different approaches to headlines can skyrocket your email open rates. If you're sitting at 15 to 20%, try and get to 30, 35, 40% plus. And landing pages. Is a longer landing page with more info better, or a clean, concise one with a single powerful offer? Let the A/B test be the judge. Because again, you may look at your competitors, you may look at what other people have done, but there's always a nuance to why it works for them. A slightly different offer with different deliverables or different target market, that could totally throw you sideways, and what someone else is doing is not going to be the best option for you. Always A/B test to make sure, so you just remove all of the ambiguity out of what success looks like in your business. Now, the second question is, okay, Scott, I will test everything, but how long does this actually take? How long do I have to test before I know if results are actually going to point me in one direction or the other? Well, the beauty of A/B testing is it's not a one and done. So it's not an easy answer. It's not going to be like, you know, set it and forget it. The beauty of A/B testing is that it's going to be ongoing all the time, but you can also run many quick tests. It does not take a lot to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work. If it doesn't work quickly, chances are it's not going to work in the long run. So you want to get data flowing to make informed decisions fast. Think iterative improvements, not giant overhauls. So you don't have to give it a month. And this is actually a pet peeve that I have with lots of agencies that say if they make a small change, they have to wait a month to see if it's going to make a big improvement. Customers, especially when you have volume, respond very quickly. So don't be hasty, of course. You want to make sure you get some data, but you don't have to wait forever to see if a small change is driving a result or not. You should see it relatively quickly. Because remember, this is an arbitrary, random customer data set. So in theory, how customers respond in the first 24, 48 hours, or even a week will be how they respond if nothing else changes in the next 6 months. Now let's get practical. How do we actually set up A/B tests? So you don't need a fancy degree. It's exceptionally simple to do. First of all, you have to choose your weapon. So there are tons of tools, both free and paid, that allow you to do A/B tests if you don't just want to do them manually. So email is a very popular place to do A/B tests. Most email marketing platforms, MailChimp, ConvertKit, etc., have A/B testing built in for websites and landing pages. So Google Optimize, which is free, is a solid choice. Other popular tools are VWO, Optimizely. If you use almost any website building tool, there will be some sort of A/B testing component in it. If you use Shopify or ClickFunnels or Go High Level, a lot of them have A/B testing in it because it's such an important piece of your business. And then social ads, Facebook, other ad platforms, they often let you A/B test right within the ad manager. So you choose your weapon, then you're going to pick your battle. You're not going to go broad. You're going to be precise when you're doing this testing. You're going to test one thing at a time. So some good starting points, subject lines or headlines, visuals, call to actions, small layout changes. If you do multiple A/B tests at once, meaning if you change a whole bunch of stuff and one performs better than the other, you actually don't know what particular thing caused version A to work better than version B, for example. So it's better to do small changes and iterate quickly than to do two completely different landing pages where there's so much different that it's really hard to figure out what's actually optimized and working better. I mean, you could totally do landing page one and a completely different landing page two, but I would also recommend that once you pick your winner, then you, on a more micro scale, A/B test different components within the higher performing landing page. And lastly, metrics matter. So what counts as winning? So obviously, it depends on what you're A/B testing, but a few common metrics that you should be tracking already are click-through rates or CTRs, open rates, conversion rates, did they buy, did they subscribe, etc., website bounce rates, whatever it is, you have to know your numbers. So all these metrics, by the way, if you're running a business, these are important metrics anyways. So always check your numbers, always check your data, always check your metrics to see what a winner actually is. And lastly, if you feel like the test doesn't show you significant data or statistically significant data quick enough, maybe your audience size is too small, or maybe it just takes a little bit longer for them to notice the improvement or the difference, and it's going to take them 3, 4, 5 days, a week, eventually there will be an outcome because customers respond to what you put out into the world. So if you change button color, you'll see over time, there will be a slight difference. See if it's statistically significant enough to actually make a major change. But also, if nothing's happening right away, then give it a couple more days. If something is happening right away, that's a pretty strong indicator that the results in a week are not going to become radically different. Also, just a pro tip, keep a running log of all of your tests. So what did you try? What were the results? Even failures where maybe you did an A/B test and both sites perform the exact same. They teach you valuable lessons that you're going to apply in the future. If you constantly run A/B tests, which is something that's actually a really great thing to do for your business, eventually you will forget what you did 6 months ago and a year ago and 5 years ago. So just keep track of everything. Now, the best thing about A/B testing and where it gets truly magical is when the results make zero sense. This is what I personally love because I think sometimes I'm smarter than I am. Intuition is awesome, but it really has its limits. There will be times when the ugliest button wins the test. I have heard of marketers who run performance marketing where they will run the most beautifully designed creatives for their ads, get insignificant ROAS, a return on ad spend, or really ROI, and then they'll put up something like a stupid stock image of a sandwich, and that'll get a higher click-through rate because it will get people to pause and read the copy and then get interested about what the person's selling. Marketing can be very unpredictable, but that's part of the fun. A/B testing gives you the power to truly ditch assumptions and embrace the truth. If you're arguing with somebody on your team, a peer, a co-founder, both of your gut feelings may be wrong, and that's okay because data gives you confidence. It allows you to optimize everything. Over time, those small test-fueled improvements, they really add up to big wins, and it allows you to adapt because markets change. What works today may not work tomorrow, and A-B testing lets you keep evolving. So you know A-B testing at this point is an incredibly useful tool. You're testing your subject lines, you're optimizing your CTAs, but let's go just one step further. Here's a few ideas to push the boundaries of your experiments. So you want to get a little bit more personal. Tailored content can be a game changer. So testing segments of your audience and sending different variations based on their interests, behaviors, or demographics. Also, revenue, very important for a business. Don't be afraid to test changes on how they affect your bottom line. So we were talking about all these sort of leading indicators for KPIs, but are they impacting your sales, your profit, your EBITDA, your total contract value, your lifetime contract value of your customer? There's also price psychology. Sometimes the biggest wins come from unexpected places. So testing different pricing strategies, discounts, bundling options to see what drives the most revenue. And also always, always, always play the long game. So A-B testing isn't just about one-off emails. Consider testing sequences or entire funnels, or how does a three-part welcome email perform versus a five-part series versus just a one-and-done welcome email. And if you need a push in the right direction, here's a few out-of-the-box test ideas to get your wheels turning. So humor versus seriousness. Does your audience respond to a lighthearted tone in emails, or do they prefer a more direct approach? That could be an A-B test you never thought of. Short versus long copy. Will a wall of text overwhelm your readers and your customers, or do they crave detailed information? Test it to find out. And lastly, social proof. Maybe adding some testimonials, written, video. Do they boost your conversions? Do they turn people off because they're cringe? Test it out, right? The real power of A-B testing isn't about a single test. It's about developing a mindset of continuous improvement. So embrace the fact that there is always room to get better. So here's how this mindset of always testing and always getting better really helps you as an entrepreneur and as a marketer. It really allows you to not be paralyzed by the perfect idea, because you're going to test your way to brilliance and success. You're going to make more data-driven decisions, which is just a smart move as a marketer, because the arguments are now over. Numbers are going to speak. You're going to be customer-centric because you're constantly learning what your audience truly wants. And you are going to be a growth machine because testing breeds innovation and it really fuels unstoppable progress. The last thing I just want to highlight is that there are a few mistakes that you can try and avoid. So these are sort of some classic A-B testing pitfalls to steer clear of. Be careful of tiny sample sizes, because if you test with only a handful of people, the results won't be reliable. Be patient. Make sure a decent audience size guides your decision. Some people call it quits too soon. Overnight miracles never happen. Give your test time to gather meaningful data if they're not showing results right away. Another thing people do is they choose meaningless metrics. Okay, open rates are nice, but do they actually translate into sales? If yes, fine, but you have to focus on metrics that matter to your bottom line. More often than not, where I see most people stumble with choosing meaningless metrics is they choose vanity metrics. Open may not be vanity, or could be. A lot of likes and comments on social media, that is one of the most notorious vanity metrics. So just be careful what you're tracking. You could also be testing too many things at once. So changing your headline, your button, your image all at once. Now, how are you gonna know what change made the difference? Try and keep it simple. Remember, A-B testing isn't a silver bullet. It is a powerful weapon in your marketing and entrepreneur arsenal, but it is not flawless. It still takes some time and effort. You got to do the work. You got to set up. You got to analyze results. Outside factors can mess things up. So holidays, news events, these can influence your test outcomes. So just be aware of that. And sometimes there is no clear winner, and that's okay. You're still logging that test, and it still means that you learned something valuable. That particular thing did not matter enough to your audience or your customer to make a difference. Remember, A-B testing is a superpower for a marketer, business owner, entrepreneur. It is a way to ditch the guesswork, optimize everything you do, and truly understand your audience. And the best part, you get constantly smarter and constantly better. Embrace the iterative process, have fun experimenting, and let data light your path. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.